got an interesting email this week. Again, another one that was complimenting last week's show. And then at the end of that, they added, they love the way that guy connects our topic to the music intros. And most of the time, I don't even know what he's doing. Do you have any idea what this music has to do with? Is there a tie-in here, or is this just random?
A lot of times it has to do with Mike trying to get your energy. If he feels like you need a little bump, and he, if he sees your head nodding, he
head
laughs.
Nodding. You yeah. see my head nodding live
like,
on air?
Like the music. No, no, no. Like you're tapping to the music.
Oh. No. I thought you meant like dozing off.
No, if he gets us all tapping our foot, and
I'm not that
then he
old
knows
yet.
he succeeded.
All right, very good. Well, bring in the next one, the Blue Moon Swamp, buddy. All right, Blue Moon Swamp on the next one. Let's get back to the calls. Let's see if we can get to Brian and Chandler. As we do that, know this: the lines are open. Carol Grace will take your call. Find out your name, where you're calling from, and your question, and we'll get to you as quick as we can. 1-888-767-4348. Easy way to remember that is 1-888-ROSIE, the number 4, and the letter U. 1-888-ROSIE-4U will get us in touch, get you in touch with Global Broadcasting Headquarters. We'll get you on air, get your answer as quick as we can so that you can get on with your weekend. Good morning, Brian. Calling from Chandler. How can we help you this morning, my friend?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
So, yeah, I got these mosquitoes. They're getting in. You know, it's really getting bad. The kids get mysterious bites, you know, mosquito bites in the middle of the night. You can hear them buzzing around you. But and I know it's standing water, but I don't know how they're getting in the house. And I can only figure the eaves or somehow like the drip pan on the air conditioner. But where I'm from in Wisconsin, this doesn't happen. So I'm lost.
And you are air conditioning your house. You're not evap cooling your house.
Correct.
Okay. That's important because evap coolers introduce a whole nother level of pest infiltration that's possible. Brian, it's tough. Tell me about your air conditioner. Is it in the attic?
It is on the roof.
It's on the roof. Okay. We are looking for standing water as an attractant. We're going to take a look. Jennifer, at our house, we've got horses, we've got dogs, we've got the garden, and we live with the windows and doors open a lot. We're kind of farm people at heart. And occasionally we haven't had it for a while, but occasionally, I think it was last spring that was so bad that we had some mosquitoes and stuff. What were you putting on Carol when she went to bed at night?
Well, there's a couple things.
Okay.
And Carol is the only one that gets bit. Rosie and I don't get bit. I guess we're not sweet enough. But they've just found that Johnson's Baby Creamy Oil with E will really help. You know, it used to be like the Avon stuff, but Avon's
skin so soft.
Yeah, you can't hardly find it. But so that now Johnson's Baby Creamy Oil is really good. Also, if you'll go to like REI, they have these little cloths that are naturally repellent. And I would tie that around her neck or an arm or a leg, and she would not get bit all night. So they're really great. But those are at REI. So another piece of advice also is if you'll go to Maricopa.gov, there's a vector portion on there where you can find out what mosquito population is in your area, if they're spraying. You know, maybe there's a bigger problem than just your house.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. So it could be a community invasion.
Yeah, Google Fight the Bite. It's Maricopa Gov.
Okay. Well, that can be a dilemma for sure. We appreciate the call, and hopefully we can help you out. Hey, can we bring in Romy real quick, who's calling in with an update on the Crawfish Festival up on the mountain this weekend? Good morning, Romy.
Hey, good morning, sir.
Hey.
How's everybody?
Good, good. Hey, in about a minute and a half, what can you tell us about updating us on what you got going on at the Crawfish Festival today?
Well, we already have crawfish in the pot. We've got fresh corn from Hauser's Farms out of Camp Verde. We just got done shucking those along with the onions and potatoes. And we pots are going. We are ready for business. The weather is beautiful. There's a nice overcast, so no sun. They'd say chance of rain, but, you know, it's like every time it rains up here, or just like in Phoenix. Usually it's for an hour and then it's gone.
Well, and it's going to rain every afternoon in the White Mountains if we're fortunate or lucky at all. It's awful green up there, looking pretty good, isn't it?
Oh, man, I'm never coming home. I already said it once. Just bring Amanda and the kids up, and I'll find us a place to live by the time they get here.
Boy, I can smell that water boiling right now just sitting in here in the studio. I'm actually salivating.
Romy, what else can people look forward to doing while they're hanging out at the ranch?
Okay. Well, we've got the live music as well. James Bailey and the Loose Cannon Blues will be here. We've got the DJ Dump. He's going to be playing a variety of Cajun and country music from about 11 till 2:30 when we have the eating contest. And the eating contest is done at 3. James Bailey takes the live band. We've got the Martin Family Circus. Everybody loves the face painting and the stilt walkers that the Martin family.
Excellent.
They come every year.
Excellent. Excellent. That's all at the Crawfish Festival up at Bison Ranch. We'll be heading up right after the broadcast. Hopefully you still have time to jump in the car and get up there. Romy's cooking a batch of crawfish just for you. Tickets available at the door.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.